Consumer prices are falling.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Welcome to The Morning Open, our look at business and the economy as Wall Street begins the day. The government said this morning the price you pay for stuff, from gas and groceries to television sets, went down a little bit last month. That's not necessarily a good thing. We're going to pick up on that in a moment. First, where's Wall Street? Mixed now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 7 points at 10,401. The NASDAQ is up a smidge, and the S&P 500 is flat. Shares of Smucker are up 6%. You know them for their jelly, but Smucker bought Folgers a couple of years ago, and this morning the company said that deal has worked out very nicely, and quarterly profits were up 28%. Let's say good morning to Julia Coronado. She's the senior U.S. economist at the bank BNP Paribas in New York City, and she joins us live. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
So as I said, consumer prices slipped last month. Julia, when I was a kid, I didn't know what inflation was, but I knew it was a scary monster that my parents were worried about. Are my kids going to say they grew up in the old deflation days?
That's a possibility. That's certainly the risk on the horizon. We've seen a steady downward trend in prices. They're not falling on a sustained basis yet. We saw them fall in May because gas prices fell. But they are trending lower. There's not a lot of pricing power on the part of businesses, and consumers are paying less for certain retail items.
When economists say they worry about deflation, that consumers will just – the worry is that we'll hold off on our spending because we think prices are going to be lower later, right?
Exactly. This is a deflationary trap, and it's something that we saw in Japan, for example. If you know prices are going to be lower in the future, then you aren't in a hurry to spend, and that drives prices even lower. And so that's something that certainly policymakers are worried about.
Okay, so I know it's bad for the economy if people hold back on their purchases, but so just between you and me, Julia, should I be holding back on my purchases?
Well, I'm going to be rather conflicted about answering that question as an economist. On the one hand, I know that for the good of the economy, you should go out and spend, but there are probably going to be good bargains around for a while.
Interesting. Julia Coronado is senior U.S. economist at the bank BNP Paribas in New York. Thank you, Julia.
It's my pleasure.
Today, BP's chief executive, Tony Hayward, faces the wrath of Congress. He will tell lawmakers and the TV cameras what led to the Gulf oil spill as he knows it and how his company's dealing with it and, of course, how deeply regretful he is. But, you know, all of those things have already been expressed many times. So why does today's public appearance actually matter? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look.
Earlier in the week, lawmakers at another hearing wanted to know why oil companies mention walruses in disaster management plans for the Gulf. They haven't lived there for 3 million years. ExxonMobil's Rex Tillerson dutifully admitted the mistake.
And it's unfortunate that walruses were included.
Grill, baby, grill. Politicians love skewering CEOs. It looks good to voters back home. But does it actually lead to meaningful business regulations? Alan Lichtman is an expert on politics and elections at American University.
These hearings can build momentum and publicity for real legislation, whatever that may be.
The hearings can also build momentum for the courtroom. Carl Tobias teaches law at the University of Richmond. He says lawyers will be waiting for BP CEO Tony Hayward to make an incriminating statement today.
Well, it's possible that it could be used in some future case that the Justice Department might put together.
A case against BP or Hayward himself. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
We found out this morning the number of people filing new claims for unemployment benefits jumped last week unexpectedly. Another sign layoffs have not slowed yet. The government's program of extended unemployment benefits expired this month. The House has approved an extension of those benefits through November. The Senate has not acted on that.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering Save the Game, a financial literacy app for children designed for iPod Touch and iPhone, available on the App Store.
After more than a decade of luring us in with free checking accounts, Bank of America and other banks are planning to pull back from that service. That's according to this morning's Wall Street Journal. Marketplace's Gregory Warner joins us live to talk about that. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Gregory, these banks, they warned us they were going to do this, right?
Well, that's right. And it comes down to overdraft fees, because in a couple of weeks now, some new laws will make overdraft protection an opt-in program, meaning your bank can't fine you for overcharging your debit card unless they get your permission. And that's what banks are waiting for, because if people don't give their permission, banks say they're out $40 billion that they get from those fees, and they got to make up the difference.
Well, does free checking really cost the banks all that much?
Well, banks say it does add up, the administrative fees and customer service. But really the thing is that free checking, which hit the 90s, brought a lot of younger and lower income customers in the door. I mean, I got my first checking account in the 90s. And what the bank was hoping was that then I would take out investments or a CD or a home loan with that bank. And that didn't happen, not as a rule. Greg McBride looks at consumer finance for Bankrate.com.
The problem is that if you offer free checking and the consumers that come through the door not only are not opening up other products and services, but are not underwriting the cost of the account through overdrafts, then it becomes a loss leader for the bank.
So, Gregory, does that mean if you lose free checking, the bank loses you as a customer?
I mean, I don't think I'm the most important customer to my bank, no. But I could probably keep my free checking if I got a mortgage along with it, or if I just want free checking and nothing else, that's still out there too. There's credit unions and smaller community banks offering it.
Marketplace's Gregory Warner. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
And finally, female workers at Disney theme parks can now bare their legs. Disney is famous for enforcing a conservative look at its parks. No sleeveless tops, no open-toed shoes, no untucked shirts. But the company's new dress code drops all those rules, including the one requiring female workers in skirts to wear nylons. And yet, Donald Duck continues to be naked below the waist. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.